Hello, Marie Weaver's Journey tonight. All the BBS listeners out there, we're having a bit of cool music from Nat Bray. And any of the listeners that would like to call in and give us a little order of an account on what they feel Nat Bray's got to talk about. He's got something strong to talk about. So ring in on 877-876-5227. We've got a few of his numbers coming up tonight. Dark Child, Dark Child 2, Got to Be Strong, Keeping It Real, and My Destiny. And then we're going to talk a bit about love. I've got a few things here that I'd like to talk to you about. Some of you may be home relaxing. Some of you might have just had a hard day in the office and would like to know something else about looking at music and the way we can relax. So we're going to put the music up a bit and have a listen to Nat Bray. Wow, how are we going? We're listening to Nat Bray, BBS Radio here, and you can call in on 877-876-5227. We're putting out a bit of music. We get a lot of songs sent and a lot of records of new artists on CD, so Nat Bray is our theme this evening. And we're going to talk a bit about love, the spice for living. Net weight is immeasurable. Ingredients for love: faithfulness, gentleness, goodness, joy, kindness, patience, peace, perseverance, protection, trust, truthfulness and unselfishness, compassion and mercy. The story behind love. When he came home one night, this man found that his wife would always prepare him this beautiful meal, sit down, and he would be very spoilt. And one evening he came home a bit earlier to find her taking out of a cupboard a little box. Out of this box she sprinkled on the food a pinch over what he was going to eat and over what she was cooking. And she returned the box into the cupboard, and there she sat with that beautiful meal and put it in front of him. Well, one day he came home a bit early and decided that his curiosity got the better of him, and he wanted to go and see what was she putting from that cupboard on my food. So he went to the yellow cupboard, and out he took a little box, and down he brought the box and opened it up, and to his surprise it was empty. How come? He looked inside everywhere. There was nothing there. He turned the box over, and on the bottom was a word written: L-O-V-E. Don't keep your love locked up in a cupboard. Keep it within easy reach and use it generously so that your recipes and whatever you cook with is endowed with love. Love, and a pinch of love, is the spice of life. So that is our little talk this evening about love. A lot of you have had a dramatic day and come home and thinking, I'm going to stretch out and listen to BBS Radio. Well, we're going to talk about a few other things tonight about love, and that is the archangels of love. Yes, there are archangels out there. There are beautiful beings out there that we have been born with. We've been born with our guardian angel. He's with us when our soul comes into this conception in this world. And I'd like to talk to you a bit about this, because I feel sometimes we forget that we can ask our guardian angel to help us. I had a lady ring me about 3 weeks ago, and I do readings, folks, so one night we're going to have on the program open lines for readings, but Calvin had a huge day at work, and she was nearly written off the freeway in Chicago, and had she not used and asked that guardian angel of hers to help her, this man who was coming onto the freeway in the wrong direction, I think would have met a fatal incident for Carolyn. Carolyn called on her guardian angel and was able to get out of the way of that oncoming car. So as we go in life, folks, we have to realize that we can call on our guardian angel and for love. This evening we're going to talk about two other aspects of love and the angels of love. And those are the angels of the third ray, the pink ray of love. And one of my favorite archangels is Archangel Shomuel. Shomuel and Arcadia Charity. As you see, archangels have complements, male and female. Ah, some of you might think, I didn't know that. I wonder why. But they do. They do have complements. And these are the archangels of love and adoration. So if you're feeling sometimes that you need to call in these archangels, there are their names, Shomuel and Arcadia of Charity. This is the pink ray. Shomuel and Charity are twin hosts of the divine love, which Jesus described as the love that's possible to, far possible than any understanding we can have. Charity is compassion in action. Shomuel channels God's love. Don't forget, folks, we are divine beings. It's all there within us. So we can ask for help. And it is there for us to do just that. So together with the archangels who govern this third ray, the pink ray, we can imbue this beautiful pink pastel color, which is based in the heart chakra. Ha! Everyone's going, where's my heart chakra? Well, it's in your heart, folks. We have two chakras in our hearts, actually. We have the pink ray, and then we have the green ray, which is a green way for humanity. But tonight we're looking at this pink ray, because I want to do this exercise with some of you out there that have had a bit of a hard day. And I'd like you to just take time to close your eyes now and just feel this pink ray in your heart, surrounding your heart and shining out and giving you beautiful pink love. This is important. On both Earths, everywhere, we all are looking for one thing, and that's to be loved. Shomuel and Charity share a retreat. Yes, they have their Etheric retreat, which is over St. Louis, Missouri, down south. Archangel Shomuel works with the Master Cerebus Bay, and together they help people in different situations where they have not had love come into their lives, or they've been spurned by love and they need to open up again to love. You know the hard story there where we have this new relationship and then suddenly it all falls to bits. And we think, well, what happened? What happened? Why did she leave, or why did he leave? Maybe it was because that little heart chakra of the pink ray was too frightened to open up to love, to compassion, and to be able to listen to that other person. So, I'm thinking now you're all starting to say, well, my heart's still here, but I can't feel anything happening there. So I want you now to just close your eyes, and I want you all to visualize this beautiful pink ray of love enfolding your heart and helping heal any pains that you have had there. Pains from childhood, not having enough love from mum and dad. Pains from many relationships that seem to end and not being able to express that expression of love. What Shomuel has and Charity have, they are there both to help you, to make you understand that you can do a lot in this area. I've got the phone ringing. Okay, just a moment. They're going to answer it.
CBS Radio.
Okay, we had a wrong number. Never mind, folks. If you would like to ring in, you can do. And the number here is 877-876-5227. All right, we're going down now into the bottom of that heart. And we're going to let this pink ray go right into the bottom of the heart and help open it. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy spirit. The Master Jesus said, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. These are words that were given in the scriptures, and today, I think in today's schoolroom, Mother Earth, we all like to think that we're doing our little part to show love to our neighbor and to show love to all other beings, all other human beings. And I just want you all to center now and think for a moment, do you have self-love? Because it's that where you have to start with. Loving yourself is the place to be first. So let's have a little thought about self-love. Firstly, I must love myself. Then I can love the rest. Have a think about that for a few minutes as we go back to our fantastic song here that we've had and the music we've had with Nat Bray. Well, I don't know if that was actually coming back on then, but we will just put him on in a minute. We're going to go to something else now, and that is to talk about how love and what love can do in this world. Because at the moment, I don't want to turn the television on because I'm seeing that we have a whole battlefield going out there in the Middle East. And the only thing that makes me very sad is that hatred has caused a Muslim and a Jew maybe not to see each other's eye. And all I can do is pray and put love and surround this situation with love. And maybe all of you can think of doing something like that. Because the power of prayer is very, 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 very important these days in whatever we do in our lives. Love is not different from anything else except understanding that love is the opposite to hatred. So, let's have a look and see today how we can open our hearts with the pink ray and understand that first we can have self-love, love of our neighbor, and love as humanity of all different races. I thought of something that I would like to go through with you today, a bit different. Something that some of you may not know about, and that's the breath. Because I'm a Reiki master, and also I'm a Kahuna elder, and I have many beautiful gifts that Spirit has given me. But I feel the interesting thing that, well, there you go, we've just had Nat Bray and My Destiny. I think today we've looked at a few things here in the songs that he sung and what the words were about. They were very, very powerful, Nat Bray. We did try to contact you, but maybe another time he'll come on and talk a bit about his music. We're talking about love today, and I just wanted to say that this is important, that we understand what love is about and how love happens to be everywhere. In the panoply of love, we live and move and breathe. No myopic fear mars our presence, because love is here. Love, the healing power of intelligence. In deeper reference, read love, where no love seems to be love, the guidance power of harmony. The reward of love is ageless beauty, eternal wisdom, boundless prosperity. Now that I have your attention, love. This was in memory of a friend of mine, Katrina Maria Evans, who passed away in 2004 in Hawaii. When we have encounters with people that we find hard to love, we need to recognize that what's affecting us most about these people is not so much what is wrong with them, as the uncanny ability to strike at the heart of our own woundedness, to expose those parts of us that are in desperate need of healing. Before we can move beyond our dislike of those we find hard to deal with, we must understand how our own needs make us vulnerable. When we need in the world, and we come from this position of needing to be loved and recognized, we make ourselves vulnerable to all the nuances in life that we encounter every day. When we operate from a position of need in life, the world, our world, is not a safe place. When we are needing, we search for recognition wherever we can find it, only to discover that no one seems to be totally on our side. So, life can seem like such a long battle, and the harder our life gets, the further we withdraw into ourselves. But every time someone comes into our woundedness, wittingly or otherwise, we react, and this ache that's deep within inside us grows until we are able to feel this less and less and understand that we can help ourselves, healing ourselves. In every aspect, we need to look within and understand that this person or these people may have been brought into our lives to make us understand the situation more that has been troubling us, so that we consider that we can deal with this now. It's time to deal with these problems of woundedness that we can get from other people. In this process, we must recognize that they are in fact there, making us react negatively. But why are we doing this? And at some point, we can be healed, and we can thank them for coming in to our lives, and we can have compassion for them, because they have made us look at this woundedness that we needed to be able to recover from, to identify, to understand. Many of us take different spiritual practices like meditation, Tai Chi, doing yoga to help us understand our physical body, to go in and go to a higher plane on another level of meditation. This also can help in many ways discover our process that we have inside us of understanding who we are and what we are, and giving us a foundation in our lives to do these little spiritual duties every day, maybe 10 to 15 minutes a day. It doesn't matter, but when we can connect within, that is where we can find peace within ourselves. A lot of us take so much time in the material world and not with our spiritual world, that we become imbalanced. How many of I'm sure of you, have any pot plants around the house, or do have pot plants around the house, and realize that having a pot plant in the house, or in the hallway, or in the bathroom, or wherever you are, gives you something to actually go and water, actually to go and feed, actually go and communicate with Mother Nature, because a lot of us live in high rises these days, and we don't get out to go to parks. We don't get out to the garden. When we come home from the office from the concrete jungle, we come back into the concrete jungle. So this is another way of helping us connect with nature and connect within, and that's having plants that we can water and we can look and see that they grow. The more love you can give to a plant, the more it will grow. The more it will grow, the more you'll be happy, and then it will flower. Or it might be a green tree, a mini green tree that you've decided to have in your house. And Japanese have beautiful little mini plants that we call Zen gardens, and you can have them also in the house, and they can also lighten up your day when you come home. It's important that we understand that to be in this world today, we have to be motivated by different things, and sometimes our workplaces can be very draining. And so when we come back, we can have things in our lives that can show us a bit of love. Plants and pets, of course, our four legs. Four-legged animals are incredible for that. They are even sometimes more affectionate than humans. So we have our cats and our dogs and our birds, of course, as well. People love birds, and birds are just incredible in motivating us when they come home to sing their songs. And, of course, dogs are the same. I was house-sitting with two beautiful huskies, and I must admit that a husky is a totally different dog. I'd never ever house-sat with huskies before. I have had other dogs, but I realized that these two beautiful dogs had two different natures, and they had been painted so incredibly by nature. I could see the mascara on the black and white husky, and then on the red and white husky, there was a totally different painting. And of course, their spirits were totally different. But what I want to come to today with all of you is to realize that to be able to be and have a bit of time to look at yourself and understand what you love. What is love? Self-love. Pet love. I had Belgian Shepherd Malinois, and I one day decided that they needed to actually have more contact with people. So I rang up the local, what we call nursing home or old folks home, and asked them if they would like my pets to come out and greet all these people that are in wheelchairs and in beds. And the matron there thought that was a great idea. She'd be happy. And I said, well, I'm going to have them all shampooed and cleaned, and we're going to come down and start this little ritual with my dogs, PJ, and Socks. And so we did. We started this ritual once a month to go and visit. And I can surely tell you that the love these animals showed to those different people, there were male and female patients in this beautiful nursing home, but just to have that dog come and sit there and be patted, just to let the dog put his paw on their lap, this was love in a different way. It was the love that these dogs were giving to these people, because a lot of the families never came and visited these people. They were put into this beautiful place, and that was just about it, forgotten. So this program started a program in many other nursing homes where dogs were sent, cats were allowed to be, to show that love could be given in another way. So we have our four-legged friends, we have our two-legged friends that are there also as companions. And a lot of us come home sometimes to a flat, an apartment, where there's only an animal to greet us. And they're there with their tails wagging, and what are they showing us? Love. Of course they are. A lot of us sometimes feel that pets are much more interesting than humans, because humans sometimes give us what we've just talked about. The courage to look at ourselves and understand our woundedness so that we can move on in life and understand how to love. But of course, I think the ultimate love was when Master Jesus died for us. And the end of his name is us, Jesus. So we should be looking maybe at saying that humanity needs to look in a different way. It needs to look at love instead of fear and war. And I'm sure that all of you are hoping that the Middle East tensions are going to be over as soon as possible. And that's what I'm praying for too. I think that we all have had different stories in our lives where we've been to different places and discovered different things and enjoyed taking trips. And I was very privileged to go to Vancouver a couple of months ago and enjoyed the city of Vancouver in Canada. And it's a very, very diverse place. And there I was very happy to meet some friends that I hadn't seen for about 4 years and to appreciate the scenic area of Vancouver with the mountains and the sea. And I just love this. It did something to me to be able to go down to the sea and have those mountains in Vancouver. It was as if it was singing to my soul. I do admit that this kind of place with the greenery and the blue is quite incredible. So I'm sure a lot of you have gone on these journeys to different countries and found that you fell in love with a place. And you ask yourself, well, why? Why do I keep going back to this place? You know, Rocky Mountain High, Colorado, the mountains, the snow, skiing. These kind of things help us move on. When we can go to different places like this where our souls enjoy and we love the area, it gives us a kind of euphoria to our vibration and we feel happy. And so we like to go back there because when we go back there, we feel happy again. A lot of people think that our body and what we are is actually all vibrational. And so that is why we have these journeys that we do to different places. I wanted to talk to you about a journey that I used to take when I was about 5 years of age, and that was on a little pilot ship. And this was in French Polynesia, where my family come from, in the port of Papeete. And yes, just a moment. I'm on air. He wants me to come and see the sunset, folks. So I'm going to bring the mic over and I'm going to talk to you about the sunset that we have.
I should have put the 50-foot card on there, I guess. But
it's okay. We've got it.
Check that out.
Oh, my gosh, folks. I'm telling you now, we've got this incredible sunset. It is a hue of pink and mauve, and it's got like a violet purple pastels going down over this beautiful green canopy of trees. Absolutely incredible. And the crickets are already out. They're already singing. What more do you want in this beautiful place called California? So I'm just going to come back and finish off my story because we were starting a little story about going to catch a little boat, pilot boat, 5 years of age. My grandfather was the pilot of the Port of Papeete in French Polynesia, and he used to take me out on this boat to greet all these big ships that we used to have to guide into the harbor of Papeete. And I probably started to have sea legs at that age. Five. I can always remember this, going up and watching then Grandpa and the others climbing up the sides on this little bamboo ladder into the ships, and then I would go back on the pilot ship in front as we would lead the ships back in. He would lead them back into the port of Papeete. And I wondered, as I grew older, I said to myself, who's the pilot in my life? And where do I look for my pilot to guide me, to guide us safe to shore? each one of us has our own ideas, and that's great. But I think when we look at Great Spirit and we ask to look at our pilots each day and to think about going within and sometimes connecting with our pilot, we feel much better. We feel really great. I know I do, folks. And talk about awesome at 5, going in a little pilot ship with those big waves. From then on, it was bigger boats, and we used to go out on the Bertrams and go fishing, and I like yachting and doing lots of different things like that. But I wanted to share that with you because that was interesting, having that approach since I was only little, of going out on this pilot ship and coming back and seeing these big ships brought into the port of Papeete. And I used to love the thrill. I still do love the thrill of yachting and going out on the sea. So all of us have had different aspects in our lives where we've had and been on journeys and seen and gone to different places that we love, and we keep going back to these places. So I wanted to finish up tonight with a little poem about someone that I really feel quite endeared to, and that's Mary. I don't know if many of you have thought about Mary. Maybe Mary Magdalene has come up in your lives, or you have been to different spiritual places in the world where there have been shrines to Mary. But I have had quite a few experiences in different parts of the world, and I really would like to share you this with this beautiful word. It's a poem written by an incredible lady. I think her name is Mary Claire McCrice. That's right. And it's called The Heart of Mary. Heart of Mary, inflame me. Soul of Mary, open me. Tears of Mary, wash me. Touch of Mary, console me. Vision of Mary, inspire me. Angels of Mary, protect me. Prayers of Mary, uplift me. Patience of Mary, guide me. Hope of Mary, fill me. Chastity of Mary, see me. Faith of Mary, reassure me. Guidance of Mary, instruct me. Message of Mary, pour through me. Mercy of Mary, heal me. Surrender to Mary, I'm humbled with me. I am all I am. Mary can be expressed through me. The godliness of Mary, may it grow in me. So we'll leave you tonight, folks, with Mary. Something a bit different to think about. And I hope you enjoyed Nat Bray. Got to Be Strong album. I think we have someone here who has some beautiful music. And we played tonight Got to Be Strong, Dark Child, My Destiny, and Dark Child 2. So, maybe we'll see each other again. Who knows when? And tune in again to BBS Services. So, have a good evening, folks. Bye.